Hello, this is the Exotics Vet, Al speaking.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. What can I do for you?
I got Alexandrine parrots.
Mm-hmm.
We had three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have just had babies, and they're 29 days today.
Mm-hmm.
But only one survived because
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I took it to the other vet.
The second one, it was acting like it was struggling to breathe. So then we took that to the vet where we live,
mm-hmm.
and it actually died in the lady's hands at the vet.
Mm-hmm.
And we got one
that's
healthy as, and we've been hand feeding it since Friday. And
mm-hmm.
The missus keeps on looking up things, and she just wants to know like how we meant to go feeding it, like by the hours at night time
or during the day and stuff.
Sure. So generally these guys will be fed like every couple of hours, and it's generally going to be when their crop is empty. So their crop will empty after a couple of hours, and you kind of just top it up as needed, or as it's kind of, begging for food. That will change species to species and individual to individual, but it'll be every couple of hours that you'll need to prepare food for. When we're preparing food, we want to make sure it's like really warm. Is going to be one of the biggest things. And then we also want to make sure, like, one thing that happens is they get aspiration. So when they're trying to eat, they'll stop wanting to eat, but we keep trying to give them stuff, and then they breathe in, and then all of that food goes down their throat. And so that can be an issue that we definitely do see. So I'd be careful with that, but their crop should empty after about 2 to 4 hours, and so you'll feed within that time when it's emptying.
Yes, I looked online, like when I was looking online,
mm-hmm.
it was like
what you said to me, it didn't make sense.
Because I looked up, I said baby is in the parrot, and baby Alexandrine parrot, 29 days old.
Mm-hmm.
How should you feed it and stuff? And
mm-hmm.
fed every 5 hours throughout
mm-hmm.
the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, at overnight, allow for a break for about 7 hours overnight from roughly 10 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's not going to be an exact 10 to 6 is exactly when you shouldn't feed it.
Yeah,
But there should be a time that overnight that they're not getting fed, and then you'll kind of resume that in the morning when they do wake up. And they will they'll kind of beg and they'll cry for the for food, and so that's when you can start feeding again, or when their crop is empty, depending on the type of food or anything like that. Like sometimes that can take 4 to 6 hours generally, but about 4 hours is about average for those birds to digest everything and move that through their crop. Like online, it will have varying different things, and I wouldn't go by days. I'd go by like how old it is via weeks, and it might have a very a little bit more of an easier table to follow, because at about 4 to 6 weeks, they might be, you know, every couple of hours, every 4 hours or so that you feed them, and then it might be at 6 to 8 weeks, they're even less than that, where you're feeding them 3 times a day, more like. So just keep an eye out on that crop. Make sure that crop is full. Make sure they're begging for food and taking enough food. But I would assume it's going to be every roughly 4 hours that you guys are going to feed them.
Yeah, because I've been setting an alarm because my room's usually downstairs, and
mm-hmm.
I've been a hot bed upstairs, so we didn't take it downstairs because the aircon's on down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been setting a timer for every 2 hours to feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and is it taking food?
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
Over the night just been,
mm-hmm.
it's very stubborn, like it doesn't really want anything. Like
yeah,
it's always for dopey, like it wants to sleep.
If it's not wanting, if it's not wanting more food, then I just wouldn't feed it.
Don't worry until it starts crying kind of thing.
What was that, sorry?
Just don't worry until it starts about, like, sucking and crying kind of thing?
I would like continually check on it, because if that crop is emptying faster, then we want to have it fed. But if it's not taking food every 2 hours, it might need, you know, might need it every 4 hours. So just keep an eye on the crop, and so you'll see if that crop is like really full, then you won't need to feed. And so if at 2 hours when your alarm goes off, that crop is still relatively full, you won't need to feed. But if you're noticing that it's kind of empty, it will potentially be begging. And as soon as you go near it and you start offering it food, it'll just open its mouth and accept the food. So it's a little bit of a balancing game. But if you wanted to continue the alarm, I think that that'd work really well, just to continually remind you to check, because we want to make sure that that crop is almost continually full, or almost continually being refed once it's empty. But that might be a every 4 hour thing that you might need to feed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
Well, at the moment, it's just like a little ball, like it's like a little, it's still like something in there, but not as bulgy as it usually is.
Yeah. So if you had the ability to offer food at that point, you can. And if it takes food, then fine. But it may not take food all the time when there's still a little bit in there. So just be ready that, you know, it may not accept food. But just being able to be vigilant of that, and understanding that you might have to feed, you might not. That's probably the best way to go about it, because I feel that the very regimented, every 4 hours you have to feed, what happens if it needs food every three? You know, and people are like, at this age you need to give it every 4 hours, you're still not feeding it enough if you're doing that. So just keeping an eye on it. Every time that crop is getting empty, you can offer food. And if it takes it, great. If it doesn't, then I'd just set another alarm if it helps you to remember. And you can come back in a little bit of time to have a look and reassess the crop. But I'd make sure that the food is, like, really warm. When the food is, like, really warm,
it's cold very quick, and it's like, oh, for God's sake.
It does. So what I normally do when I make up crop feeding formula is I'll mix it very at a very first with a little bit of cold water, just to make it so that it's not going to go, like, lumpy. And then I'll put boiling water into it and make it up to the consistency that I want. That way it's really warm. And then right before I go to feed, I'll put a little bit on the top of my hand and make sure that it's really nice and warm, but not hot enough that I have to like flick it off my hand because it's painful. And then I'll feed that. You might actually notice that this little guy, when you start feeding warmer food, it'll accept more, or it'll feed a little bit more, just because they don't want to feed on stuff that is too cold. Or even if it's lukewarm, they might not take it. And so that can be something that I've found really helps for these little guys. And you might notice it'll take a bit more food.
Did you say on the food bag that it was meant to be sitting at 41 degrees? I reckon I was a bit...
Yeah, so 41 degrees, about 39 to 41 degrees is completely fine. Their normal body temperature would sit around about that 39 to 41 degrees, and that's why they want it close to that temperature. When their parents regurgitate food for them, it'd be close to that temperature, and it just, it's a little bit easier for them to like digest and process, I guess, when it's warmer, because they then don't have to warm it up, and that's why they prefer it closer to that temperature. It doesn't have to be exact, and you don't have to have a thermometer in there every time, because I understand that that would be a little bit inconvenient, but just to touch, if it's nice and like really warm and it's not hot enough that you need to flick it off your hand, that's generally the way I'd gauge it. If you do have a thermometer there, fantastic. I'd use that as well.
Yeah, we went and bought everything they gave it. We went up the pet shop to get food in that form.
It weren't really good for us, but then when I went to our vet in our and dogs and cats and that, when I told her the temperature of what the food was meant to be at, she reckoned that was too crazy.
No, 39 to 41 is about fair. If it's for peace of mind, you can do it a little bit less, you know, closer to 35. But yeah, their body temperature sits up that high, and so it's not gonna have any issues going in at that temperature.
I just I sort of freak out too, because a little while ago he had something, but
yep.
he just keeps on doing like a gagging kind of thing with his neck, like he reaches out and like sort of gags kind of thing. That's what it looks like.
Okay, is that after you've fed, before you've fed, or is there any particular time that happens?
Well, sometimes it's after, and then like he hasn't had any freak for about maybe 15 minutes now, mm-hmm. and he does it here and there when he feels like doing it.
Yeah, okay. Look, I'd just keep an eye on it, and if he's still accepting food, they can just do that to, I guess, stretch or readjust their crop or anything like that.
Yeah.
And as long as he's feeding well, and as long as he's, you know, not doing anything that we would expect an unwell bird to do, maybe, you know, not feed or be quiet, you know, kind of not moving, not moving around, I guess, would be things that I'd look out for. But if it's just every now and again where he's kind of stretching and intermittently kind of readjusting his neck, then I'm not too concerned about it.
Yep. And then he makes like these little noises.
Yep. Yeah. They kind of do that, and they might be little contact calls for the parents. They might be to start letting you know that it's getting hungry, because they'll get fairly vocal once it's time to feed them again. And I think that those little chirps or those little readjusting readjustments of the neck, I think that they're completely normal as long as this little guy's feeding well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he wants to eat, it eats quick.
Yep.
Like
yeah, they
now.
Yep. Yeah, so they'll do that. They'll do that a fair bit, and they'll kind of bobble their head, and they'll take food very quickly, and so we've got to just be careful that we're not overfeeding and potentially aspirating aspirating them when they do come through or stop food feeding.
Yeah, when he does take quite a bit in his mouth sometimes, he flicks it out.
Yeah, and they'll do that. They should be able to, I guess, readjust or spit some out if there is too much in there, but we can also cause a little bit of issues if they are trying to feed and they stop and we continue feeding because they'll try and breathe. So just be careful with that. But if this little guy is smashing food, then those little readjustments or those little chirps, I wouldn't be too concerned about.
That's cool. Do you cost anything if I brought him down just to give you guys a quick look at him at all, or like just a little look to see if he's okay?
Look, I'll just pop you on hold and just see. Because, like, the vet is fully booked, and so without doing, like, a full check, it'd be hard to say, yes, everything is okay, but just from a look-over perspective.
Yeah.
What was that, sorry?
Even if you look, just had a little look at him?
I'll just pop you on hold and see if that's something that we would be able to manage. We've got a full day here, so I'll just check and let you guys know, so just bear with me.
That's cool. Thank you.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please.
Thank you for holding there. Apologies. So I spoke to the head clinic nurse, and unfortunately, without the vet, we wouldn't be able to, I guess, give it a seal of approval just because we can't physically check on it and say, yes, it's definitely okay, just because we haven't done the full health check. And it's, there's a little bit of grey area there where if we said, yes, it's okay and something does happen because we haven't given a full check, then unfortunately that's not good practice. So if you wanted to, we can do a full health check. We're fully booked today with the vet and the nurses already, but we could manage something tomorrow if you wanted us to have a full health check and look over it all. But unfortunately, we wouldn't just be able to kind of pass our O's over it and just make a comment just because it's not a full health check. And if there is something going on, we wouldn't know just from a quick look.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But with these little guys, if they're eating well and otherwise, they generally are okay. If they stop eating or if you notice that there is something else going on, then you can give us a call and we can book it in with the vet and have a look. Just keep up with the feeding, keep the food warm, and I think that's going to be a winning recipe right there.
No, that's cool. How long do you usually feed them on the formula for?
So for Alexandrians, they're going to be on it for 10 weeks, maybe more. And they'll start kind of looking for other foods like pellets, fruits and veg around that time, maybe 12 weeks, 14 weeks, around about there, that they'll start really going on to other foods. But they should actually still be offered some of those prepared foods, the baby foods, throughout that time, and supplemented in with pellets, fruits, veg, and all of that kind of stuff as well. So it's a long process, but by the end, you might only be feeding once a day, twice a day, something like that, where they start eating other things, but still a fair way off before they are onto the solid foods, and we'll still be preparing the baby formula for them until about 10 or 12 weeks old.
Yes, cool. So you reckon about every 4 hours, and just keep an eye on his thing if it goes down, like 2 hours?
Yep. Yeah. For these guys that will eventually go every, like, once a day, twice a day, three times a day, whatever it might be, as they get a little bit older. But while they're still young, a lot of the time they should have that crop replenished as often as possible. And for these guys, I do believe that it's about 4 hours, every 4 hours that crop will empty generally. So just keep an eye out, keep that alarm on just to make sure that you are checking, because if it goes down earlier, digests earlier, then top it up if it's still interested. So just keep an eye out. As long as it's feeding well, that's generally a good sign.
We've been lifting his neck too, and like just giving his neck a little rub to help it go down.
No, you shouldn't need to do that at all. It should have a like a its own swallow reflex and everything like that. So you shouldn't need to help out at all. You can potentially have regurgitations or anything like that if we're massaging the crop, because we put pressure on it and it'll just shoot back up. So I wouldn't massage at all. I'd just keep an eye out, make sure he's eating well, and then from there everything else should just fall in place.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool.
All right, well, thank you for your help.
You guys are very welcome. Just give us a call if there's anything else.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No worries. Enjoy your day. Okay.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.